That's the latest from Korn. That song is called Can You Hear Me off the Nothing, which you will probably hear live here in a couple of days when Korn comes to town as part of the X's 25th anniversary concert series, Breaking Benjamin, Bones UK, along with them at the Idaho Center on Monday, which is why it's so awesome to welcome back onto the show a gentleman that's been on a bunch of times. We've talked to him a whole bunch. He's been in our studios. Love him to death. Ray Luzier from the band Korn, the drummer, is on the phone with us right now. Ray, how goes the tour so far, my man?
Of course, going good. We're about a week and a half into the tour and off to a really good start. A little colder than the summer tour, but we're all right.
I bet. And, you know, I saw you posted some pictures of your kids hanging out at the show with you. And I wonder, as a dad, I'm never cool enough with my kids. It doesn't matter what I'm doing, or maybe I'm meeting a cool band. Is it the same with your kids? Do they realize how cool you are?
They don't realize how super cool I am yet. No. You know, I think my 9-year-old's getting to the point where he understands what dad does a lot more, because, you know, I've been touring for over 25 years, and so it's you know, it's a different situation. You know, I'm not like a normal dad. When I'm home 24/7. You know, there is no Tuesdays or Saturdays or whatever. But when I'm gone, I'm gone. So anytime I get to see my munchkins on the road, it's always a bonus, you know.
Is it nice to be able to maybe take them out on a couple of dates and do a little bit of a run with them while they're there?
It is, yeah. We, like last summer with Alice in Chains, we did, you know, we moved to Nashville now. So we did the surrounding states. We did it in like Atlanta and Alabama and Nash. So it was awesome. Like, we're trying to do that as much as we possibly can, but obviously, they're in school, you know, so it's right. Hard.
Well, we're excited because you guys are going to make a little bit of a pit stop here where it's nice and cold as well at the Idaho Center on February 24th. You're along with Breaking Benjamin and Bones UK. And I imagine, you know, it's one of those tours where you're probably excited to be on the road with Ben and the guys, too, I imagine, right?
Yeah, we've been buds for a while, and it's always good to, you know, I forget what year it was. We went out with him before, but they're just such great guys and put on a hell of a show, and they have some really great songs. And I'm a, you know, new fan of Bones UK, too. They're on Jonathan Davis's label. For those of you who don't know, I played on Jonathan's record, Black Labyrinth, and on Sumerian Records. And Sumerian Records also has Bones UK. So I heard the record, and I was like, wow, they're really good, and they're really awesome to have out. This is their first, like, big arena tour for them in the States, so really cool.
Yeah, you know, we love Bones UK. I'm super excited to see them when they come here. What's it like for you now that you've been doing this a few years and you have a band this is their first arena experience? You know, what's it like to watch that go down, and maybe advice that you give them? What sort of things happen backstage there for them?
It's awesome because this, you know, my 13th year in Korn, and, you know, before, as you guys probably know, I was in, you know, David Lee Roth, and I was in a band with Stone Temple Pilot guys, and I've done this. I've been around for a while. Jakey Lee was my first real tour, you know, from Ozzy, and you know, we all got to start somewhere. You know, we've all been there, and I've had many failed original bands in L.A. So it's like, you know, you get that carrot dangling in front of you, and sometimes you pass the test and you break through, and you actually you know, you have success, or sometimes you just it you know, folders out. You never know. So it's always cool when you see such good people come out here and they're really giving it all they got, and they really want it. So it's that's a big deal.
It's very cool to see. Ray Luzier joins us, of course. He's the drummer of Korn, going to be here on the 24th at the Idaho Center. You can grab your tickets at xrock.com right now. We recommend that you do that. Ray, you know, you've mentioned 13 years now with Korn. You've been on the road a bunch of times with the band, done a bunch of different tours. I don't even know if it's the right word, but is there any pressure now as the headliner and just the absolute staple in the lineup to make sure you're always bringing your A game? Do you guys try to consciously switch it up, or are you just ready to put together a kick-ass rock show?
It's, you know, it's weird. Like, after all these years, I think, you know, they've been around, this is their 26th year now, and it's just insane. Because I remember when I got the gig in 07 that Fieldy was saying, yeah, we got another couple years in us, probably, and here we are in 2020, stronger than ever, you know. And I think it's a whole different dynamic now, because I think everyone really appreciates that we're still around doing this and at such high levels. So, because you know how it is, a lot of bands have a couple hits and then they go play clubs or theaters or go join a bunch of other bands in their genre that had a couple hits like that. Korn's really unique because they've kind of rode this wave, you know, this cloud of success for many years. So I think we're just very fortunate and lucky that we're still doing this. So there's no, like, half-assed in anything. You know, even as tired as we are sometimes from all the travel, you get up there and when that curtain drops and you hear the crowd, it's on, you know, literally.
You know, there's nothing better than seeing a Korn show live. What's your favorite part about the show day for you, Ray?
You know, we're about, 6-7 shows in, so, you know, the first week we're always making sure everything's going good, and production's really great, and you know, I have a ton of stuff on my drums to take care of. I'm the one on deck more than anyone else out of the band, because just because there's so much stuff going on. My favorite part of the day is obviously just getting up there and doing it. You know, we're doing three songs off of our new record, From the Nothing, and I love playing new stuff because I love the experience of, you know, we had producer Nick Raskolnik in the studio produce us again. He did Serenity of Suffering, our last record, and it's just awesome to get in there, write the song, and then when you perform it live in front of people, especially for the first time, like we're doing Can You Hear Me on this tour, and it's just awesome to see their faces, and just a different, powerful dynamic live, you know.
I was going to say, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because we love that song, and the album, you know, is just continues to surprise that the band can, you know, churn out such amazing songs and really get to a visceral point when it comes to this, what's on the record itself.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, yeah, it's you know, it's we're like anyone else. It's you get writer's block, and you get there's certain times. You know, with the passing of John's wife last year, it really. Emotions hit hard on this record, and it really shows, I think, on the whole thing that a lot of the old school Korn fans were missing a little bit of that really deep emotion from back in the day, and with this situation that happened, I think it really came through strong on the Nothing. You know, we wanted to make sure there was no fillers on the record. You know, we did about 25 songs and narrowed it down to 11 or 12, so it was a hard process.
Ray from Korn joins us. You can grab your tickets to check them out on the 24th at xrock.com. Ray, Jay and I have been lucky enough to have Korn come through a couple of times. We've been lucky enough to introduce you guys to the audience a couple of times, and every time we had a chance to do that, we walk by your kit and we go, holy crap, man, there's so much stuff going on there. It's crazy. You kind of mentioned it a little bit, but brag on it a little bit, man. What are some of the stuff that you have in there that you're really, really proud of and you're really psyched about?
I was joking with Jonathan the other day. I says, I want to go out on the next tour with, like, two drums and a cymbal. You know, just mess up everybody and just go, you know what? Wait, where's that Ray guy? This is him. He's just, you know, do the Slim Jim thing, the Stray Cats guy, when he stood up and just put, you know. But, you know, it's just, I like being a little out there and different. You know, there's a ton of drummers that have unique kits, and there's a lot of great drummers out there. I just wanted to be a little unique like Korn is, you know. That's why nothing's on my kits straight. It's all kind of bent and weird, but it's actually quite a simple kit. If the drummer gets back there, you kind of realize, like, oh, okay, you have it looks like a monster, but you get back there and there's only what you need. You know, there's not a lot of extra stuff on there. So, but yeah, it's very opening bands are always like, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture you posted on your Instagram, and I'm like, man, I don't see a cowbell. That's what's missing. So,
yeah, I got one on my home kit. I got several on my home kit, but yeah, there's not a lot of cowbell and Korn songs.
Right, exactly. Well, that goes to what you're saying. It's like there's stuff, the other thing on there I need. I don't have anything I don't need.
It's good stuff, man. Well, listen, Ray, it's always good catching up with you. Thank you for making time. We wish you safe travels. We get to hang out again, man. Thank you so much, dude. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys, and thank you so much. I'll see you at the show.